The House of Delegates plans to meet in special session Wednesday of next week to elect a new speaker after the death of longtime House Speaker Michael Bush. Democrats control 98 of the 141 seats in the House, but Republicans say they hope to maximize their voting power by uniting behind one of the three Democrats vying for the position. WYPR's Rachel Bay reports that the move is highlighting divisions within the Democratic Party.
State Democratic Party Chairwoman Maya Rocky Moore Cummings issued a warning this week. Democratic House members need to unite behind a single candidate for Speaker, or else lose access to state party tools and resources. Cummings issued the warning in an open letter posted on Facebook Wednesday. Quote, "A Democratic Speaker who rises to the position because of Republican support will be beholden to Republicans, their agenda, and their values," she wrote. The backlash to the letter was immediate. One of the more prominent responses came from Delegate Daryl Barnes, chairman of the Legislative Black Caucus. In his own letter on Thursday, he accused Cummings of bullying legislators. The Black Caucus includes 45 members of the House, all Democrats. Barnes implied that caucus members may be more inclined to support one of the two African-American candidates for Speaker, Delegates Derek Davis and Adrian Jones, over Delegate Maggie McIntosh, who is white. Quote, "Although we have made tremendous strides as African-Americans, we have not realized our potential in the Democrat Party yet," he wrote. Quote, "As Maryland House Democrats, we may have to break tradition to break the glass ceiling." Democratic Caucus Chairman Eric Luetke says the caucus plans to vote Wednesday to pick a nominee before the full House convenes.
The experience in the past has always been that the caucus has voted together, and I would hope and expect that that would continue.
He says what the Republican caucus is doing, uniting behind a single candidate, is also nothing new.
I think the Republicans are talking up their influence in this to an extent that isn't really accurate.
Todd Eberle, a political science professor at St. Mary's College of Maryland, says House Republicans announced their plan to vote as a bloc because of obvious divisions within the Democratic caucus.
Because if they were all sort of on board with the idea that, yes, whoever wins the caucus vote will get unanimous support, well then, you know, the offer of Republicans voting as a bloc doesn't really matter. You only make that offer if you think there's a division that you could exploit.
But House Minority Leader Nick Kipke says it's what Republicans have to do to make sure their voices are heard when the House has more than two Democrats for every Republican.
We realize that the politics of Maryland are going to be, different than what many would prefer in our caucus, but the bottom line is we have an opportunity here to play an important role in selecting Maryland's next speaker.
He says he will make a recommendation to the full Republican caucus on Wednesday based on his conversations with the candidates. And after seeing Barnes's letter on behalf of the Black caucus, Kipke says he also hopes to speak with Barnes ahead of Wednesday's vote. To win, Jones, Davis, or McIntosh needs 71 votes, more than 50% of the chamber. The Democratic caucus, if united, carries 98 votes. In an interview earlier this week, McIntosh said she has nearly 60 votes in the Democratic caucus, more than enough to win the Democrats' nomination.
I would never, ever, ever run for this position if I didn't feel that I had sufficient minority support. At this point, we believe, and I'm fairly certain, that about a third of the Black caucus supports me.
All three of the candidates would be historic picks. Jones or Davis would be the first non-white speaker. Jones or McIntosh would be the first female speaker. And McIntosh would be the first gay speaker. I'm Rachel Bay for 88.1 WYPR.